Okay. I call the Committee on Academics and Student Affairs to order on Monday, March 16th, 2026 at 4:32 p.m. in the Frankie Siddlepapa Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Those are agenda item one, agenda item two, combined with the item for meeting law. The agenda item was posted 3-4 working days at 9 a.m. as per the link on the agenda. 2B, the meeting is taking place on Monday, March 16th, 2026 at 4:30 p.m. in the location on the agenda, which is the Frankie Siddlepapa Conference Room on the third floor of the JCSU. The Zoom link is clearly working and able to public, given that Senators Atkinson and Calderon are here right now. Agenda item three, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Washoe, Niue, and Nuubu peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Agenda item four, roll call.
Chair Gitt,
Present.
Chair Vice Chair Huang,
Sure.
Senator DeBarge,
Present.
Senator Lawson,
Absence excused.
Senator Issa,
Present.
Senator Bhardwaj,
Absence unexcused.
Senator Calderon,
Present on Zoom.
Senator Ben Newton, quorum is present.
Let the record show that Senator Atkinson is also present.
Oh,
It's
that's
okay.
my
I
bad.
didn't, was
I'm
it
sorry.
on the update? Did I put it on?
I think I
Okay,
was.
that's okay. Senator Atkinson is also here. Okay, moving down to agenda item five, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Public comment from us.
Speaker Atkins, for the record, just want to give a quick notice to Senator Kitch. Anybody who's not here, and that goes for anybody else who's in committees, if there's a senator who is not absent and excused, please send me a Teams message so I can get them. Thank you.
Thank you, Speaker Ackland. Any other public comment? Nope. Okay. Moving on to agenda item six, adoption of minutes. I am seeking a motion to approve our committee meeting minutes from the two dates listed, January 26th and February 9th, through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Issa. Any dissent? Is there a second?
My bad.
Seconded by Senator Benuto. Any dissent? Seeing none, the motion passes. Those are approved. Awesome sauce. All right. Sorry, guys. I get kind of into it. Okay. Moving on to agenda item seven. We have one action item on this agenda item line. And I wanted to give a brief little explanation. This is SB 93, a bill to update the ASUN Faculty of the Year Award. So this is on old business because we discussed it. Find it on that thing. We discussed it a little bit ago, like at our last meeting, which is when we had Director Little from the OSEL office come in and speak. I drafted this bill up and brought it to the committee because I thought it'd be easier than like trying to draft something in committee. So I have it here. I hope you guys have all looked over, but basically all it does is kind of rework what's in the SAS about this award. As I was going through, I realized that there was like a lot of different expectations and wordings in very different areas of our documents, but this goes through the proposed amendments to writing and whatnot. They're highlighted on the back page. There are two small clerical errors that Senator Issa kindly caught that I will fix if this is passed today. One being that I think I mentioned ASUN twice in like a line somewhere, and then also that the committee name is officially Academics and Student Affairs with an S for plural academics. But yeah, if passed, this would just pretty much change and update the SAS so that we are able to properly host like properly help with this award in a way that Director Little kind of wants us to in future sessions. This would also, I totally just based on writing this now, but come with a binding resolution. That would be the same thing. If this is passed today, I can write that up and then fast track that for next week, hopefully, knock on wood. And then it would be all squared away, I think. I think that's all I had to say. Any questions? Senator Barger?
Senator Barger, for the record, did you talk to Director Little at all about previous 2 years' funding match?
Thank you for reminding me of that. Yes. So I sent Director Little and Luis an email, and then I CC'd accounting on the email. Just asking if we could do that. Luis did inform me that usually reimbursements are kind of like a no-go in ASUN. Like if you already paid for it, like there's very little chance of always getting reimbursed, but I want to ask anyways. I guess it's just like policy for us. But Director Little was out sick last week, so he didn't get back to me yet on like what that would look like. However, if we wanted to change stuff monetarily, that would be a different bill because it deals more with like accounting and budget and finance. So I wanted to focus on this for right now, and then given that accounting kind of has our hands full right now with like an open position and that Director Little is sick, I figure that that's something that the next committee can maybe do if they deem it appropriate then, because I don't think we have enough time to do that as well in this right now session. Any other questions? Okay, seeing now we can move into discussion period. Would anyone like to start off with any discussion today on this piece? Senator Issa?
Pearl Maternisa, for the record, overall pretty well written piece and is completely in line with the discussion we had with Dr. Little at our previous meeting. Like Chair Kitch mentioned, there are just two minor clerical errors, which I can promptly send to the secretaries after this meeting if that's something y'all could fix. But yeah, I'm in favor of it. So.
Cool. Anyone else? Okay, cool. Thanks, guys. Then in that case, I move to favorably recommend SB 93, a bill to update the A Student Faculty of the Year Award, to the main Senate table with three neighbors' consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Issa. Is there a second? Second, Senator DeBarger, any dissent? Seeing none, motion passes. Oh, thanks, guys. I think this will be really good for the next chair and everything else they say because there was a lot of different stuff in all the documents. So moving on to agenda item 8, new business. We have the author of this piece here to give us a brief presentation, but we can now move to discuss 8A, which is SR93, a resolution in support of the establishment of a College of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Nevada, Reno. Would the author of the piece like to give a brief synopsis?
Yes,
Okay.
thank you.
Better McAndrews.
Yes, Senator McAndrews, for the record. The reason why I wrote this piece was solely based on having a documented form of support for the veterinary medicine college at UNR. I know if Kavner was like sitting behind with like all the students, everyone would be very excited to hear about this. This is one of those initiatives that were brought to the Board of Regents by what do you call it? Provost Levinson.
Oh, it's the brothers.
Yeah, that's the Levinson. I don't know. Sorry, my brain is flying right now.
It is fine.
Yeah, thank you. And basically, the entire purpose of establishing this college is there's a shortage of veterinary students and professionals in the state of Nevada as a whole. Also, too, if a lot of people who earn professional degrees and practice at a given place, they usually stay there. And it causes a negative overall side effect for the state of Nevada as a whole, our agricultural system, but also our educational. And we're losing a big chunk of economics. But for the purposes of like ASUN and student body, we won't see any change in student fees, tuition rates. Basically, there is a lot of donor interest in this initiative, as well as, let's say, students enter this professional degree program. They will see that like most of their fees will be going to that program as a whole rather than entire student body. So I'm pretty sure that'll be like a college-specific thing. One thing cool too, we also have all the infrastructure. UNR has not one, but three like branches that we manage. So we have like thousands of acres of land, which is super cool. There's one right outside of like on the Truckee River, off of Clearwater Way, and they just opened a new classroom out there. So a lot of infrastructure, a lot of cool things. That's it.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Any questions for Senator McAndrews about this piece? Senator Wong?
So just for clarification, it's a new college, like not a major on Kavner College.
Yeah, Senator McAndrews, for the record. So where we're at right now, we have an undergrad program where it's pre-vet. But after pre-vet, there's no preventional program. So this is establishing a doctor of veterinary medicine. Where a lot of pre-vets, I'm in some like pre-vet emphasis, I'm in that department. And as a whole for our undergrad, I can only imagine if we beef up like another section of this, then students not only in pre-vet, but all of ag. I could even see public health in other places. I'm basically what I'm getting at is yes, doctor is a pre-professional.
Graduates.
Okay, I have a question. Senator Kitch, for the record, on the first whereas clause, it says, whereas the University of Nevada-Reno's vision is, and then has an asterisk or an asterisk. I can never pronounce it. And then the quote, is that there on purpose?
No.
Okay, so we can okay. So we can just remove that as a clerical error. Okay. I just wanted to know.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions this time? Senator Issa?
Parliamentarians, for the record, I just, it's just kind of already Senator Wong's question, but I just did not comprehend anything except that no matter why. But so is this to establish a program for the grad school or is it an undergrad program?
Yeah, so when currently we have an undergrad program, it's a pre-veterinary program with Ian Kavner. And my understanding is that it's a graduate program. But with that, they're probably going to extend the pre-vet into that college. Kind of just makes sense. But I think it's still in the working phases of their number one priority is. Let's get the doctor of veterinary medicine.
May I follow up? So with that being said, not that it takes away from any of the substance of what you've written so far, I think it's a good piece, but have you considered instead, because this affects both undergraduate students and graduate students, to instead write a joint resolution with the GSA in favor of this?
Yeah, that's actually a great idea. I was excited to write this piece because I did public comment at the Board of Regents committee meeting, and directly afterwards I was like, oh, I wish I had a piece of paper to like represent the support of students, not just like verbally saying it. But yeah, that's a great idea. I would be super open and considering. I'm curious, do you know who talking for that?
You would contact the president of GSA, and I don't remember their name off the top of my head, but you could.
Quick clarifying question, Senator Kitch, for the record. So has this already passed and this is like us reaffirming support for it, or is this like it was pre like presented to the regents and then they'll vote on at a future meeting?
That's a great question. So currently this presentation was seen at a committee meeting. And it's going to be seen again in June.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Any other questions this time? Seeing none, we can move into a debate. Would anyone like to start us off? Okay, seeing no debate at this time. I am seeking a motion to favorably recommend SR93, a resolution in support of the establishment of a College of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Nevada-Reno, to unanimous consent, or sorry, to the main Senate table through unanimous consent.
So moved.
Moved by Senator Issa, sir, second.
Second.
Yes, second by Senator Berger. Any dissent? Seeing the motion passes. Thanks, Grace.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Good job. Okay. Seeing what no more debate about the legislation on the agenda tonight. We can move down to agenda item 9, Senate reports. This is an order where we have a lot of people on this committee. Okay. That's me first. So Chair Kitch, for the record. For agenda item 9A, my liaison is with the Office of the Provost, and I actually was trying to get in contact with his secretary the last like 2 weeks, but finally we set up a meeting. And I'm meeting with him this Wednesday at 3 p.m. And so we'll be able to talk about updates for the office, what they're doing. See you later. Just fix the one clerical error.
Okay, and then
It's sent
Senate.
the leaf. Yeah.
Thanks.
Sorry, back to our report. Anyways, I do want to follow up on it, up with him on two things specifically. One about Senator Barger's stuff with the library, I believe it was, like a question about Senator Barger.
Senator Barger, I'll send you my stuff, but it's about the past independence office.
Oh, that's totally, I was totally wrong. Okay, cool. Thanks. About that. And then I also want to ask him about coming to Senate and presenting maybe next session for a PAC AI related presentation, because I do want that to happen. It was a promise that was made back in like November, and I want to see it through, even if I'm not an undergraduate student anymore. So I'm gonna talk to him about that and figure it out. But yeah, that'll probably be my last meeting with him for this session. But yeah, any questions? Cool. Moving on to agenda item B, Vice Chair Huang, give a report.
Oh, by the way, report. So I'm making an issue with Dr. Steve is Vice President of Student Services. Student Services. Yeah, just
One of them.
So she's been really busy with information. This at the beginning of the semester, I asked her to meet. The first meeting time she had for me was during break, but she not going to be on during that. So it's been a little bit of trouble for her. But in terms of community, me and have been staying in contact. They're actually looking to hire associate vice president because the role is called now, which is essentially what the vice president of student life services, that role is that we have listed in our SAS. So they're hiring for that now. I'm assuming next year it'll be most likely to be filled and won't be needed more, but.
Okay, that'll be nice. Thank you. Quick statement also, please type these up and send them to secretaries for our agendas, because I'm going to try and get all of our minutes finalized by our last meeting, which will be after spring break. Okay, moving down to agenda item C, Senator Atkinson, who is not here, so skipping PAC.
Oh,
Oh, I forgot she's on Zoom. Never
yeah,
mind.
I'm on Zoom, but I have no report,
Okay.
so it's all good.
Senator Atkinson, you are four.
No report at this time. Thank you, though.
Okay, cool. Going down to agenda item D. Senator Benuto, do you have a report? No report this time. Okay. Seeing that agenda item E, Senator Barwaj is not here. Agenda item F, Senator Calderon, do you have a report at this time for missions and records?
I do not have a report for missions and records right now.
Okay. Moving down to agenda item G, Senator Dayton is gone. Agenda item H, Senator Barger, do you report at this time?
Yes, Senator Barker, just before I'm meeting with Libraries tomorrow to discuss a decision from the NSU Board of Regents to expand the OER program.
Point of clarification, what does OER stand for?
Open Educational Resources. So that's like one of the main projects that University Libraries has been working on. Basically, broad classes that a lot of students have to take for like CO whatever requirements. Providing open free resources for the class, mainly textbooks and like lab guides and that kind of thing. Just make them freely accessible.
Yeah, it's a great initiative. Thank you.
And it's a grant, so they're like trying to expand the grant basically.
Okay, cool. Good to know. We're going to do agenda item 9I, Senator Issa.
Just for the record, not much to report. Faculty Senate last met on March 13th, which I could not attend due to my illness, but there was not much on the agenda. It was mostly just presentations from various faculty, including the Undergraduate Success Program, Community of Real Estate Management, really exciting stuff, guys. But also last week, the Campus Affairs Subcommittee of Faculty Senate met to finalize some details of. If y'all recall from my last report, I talked about a survey that would be sent out to students to kind of resolve some scheduling issues that students have had, including students that were just generally not registering for Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning courses. We had to redo some of the questions for that survey just because there was such low turnout. I think there was actually literally one response to that survey. So we reformatted the survey and it's being sent out again. And I think I don't know the exact number, but there's actually some turnout on that survey as well as of right now. So that's all for Faculty Senate. And I was also supposed to meet with the Office of Digital Learning with Mr. Huffman last week, but again, I got sick, so I did not do that. So that's my report.
Thank you. Any questions for Senator Issa at this time? Senator Barger?
Where is the facility deposit?
Sorry. So it was the first time it was published on the UNR canvas as a banner, but I believe now it was posted on social media by I was told it was posted on the ASU on Instagram, but I didn't see it on there, to be honest with you. It was posted on some university social media, and there was some high response to that. I don't have the exact answer for that right now, but I can give it to you.
No worries.
Also,
I was just curious.
yeah, also some faculty have been sending it as a Canvas message or as an email to their students to get them to try to develop a survey.
Cool. Any other questions? Okay. See, now we'll move down. Number 9J is not here. Senator Lawson is not feeling well, so we will have a good collect report hopefully next time we meet. Moving on to agenda item 10. Any is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on to everyone's favorite agenda item 11. I adjourn the committee meeting of Academics and Student Affairs at 4:53 p.m. on Monday, March 16th, 2026, in the Frank Public Conference Room. Thank you guys. Thank you, those on Zoom. Hope you enjoyed watching me eat gummies. Okay, that was a joke. You guys can laugh. It's fine.